they speak of his wife, or you speak of a man's wife as la vieille. La vieille, translated literally, means old woman. But in Creole, it actually is a term of respect, you understand? But in English, literally, you calling her an old woman, and I saw one get insulted when one fella in the store, he says, well, as he was leaving, you understand, he told a man, he says, bring the old lady with you. And she wasn't been a woman more than in her 40s somewhere.
Okay, you see, a woman would call her husband.
Let's see now. Her husband, and you got me stuck for a minute there.
Well, let's see now, a woman who lost, who...
Now, my grandmother, she never spoke of her husband. That was a different generation. You understand that my father and mother, she was French-speaking in this section. And she spoke of him by his first name. You see him? Mister. Funny thing about that, I read a book sometime, and they would put their husband on a pedestal. That was a generation before my father and mother.
Now, a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
Well, what you want, the English term, a widow.
Okay, what if her husband had just left her?
She was still, well, I don't think they had any term around that, but as far as I can recall.
She'd be a grass
widow? No, grass widow if she was divorced. And if she was, her husband was dead, she was a sod widow. You know why? He was
safe. Sod widow?
Yeah, he was under the ground. Of course, those are times that they didn't use you. Now, wait, I'm going to tell you that. That's purely an English term.
Yeah. Did you know your grandparents? Let's see.
I knew both grandmothers. Both grandfathers were dead before I could remember.
Yeah. Let's see now. Your grandparents on your mother's side were what?
What you mean?
Well, can you tell? Were they born and raised here?
No, my grandmother was born and raised in New Orleans.
That's right. That's right, because your mother wasn't from Natchez.
Yeah, she married. My grandmother went married and went to Natchitoches to live.
Yeah, but she was born in New Orleans.
New Orleans. She was of French and Spanish extraction.
Did she have much education? Or?
Well, for her day and time, she went to the convent, but just how much education they got, do you understand? I can't say. Certainly she knew how to read and write well.
Uh-huh.
And of course in those days a woman's place was in the home, so she was taught to cook and sew, you understand?
And your grandfather, was he born in New Orleans?
You mean my maternal grandfather. He was born in Germany. He was a German. Born in the German, the Bavarian Palatinate, that's on the Rhine.
He's a pal in Germany. Where did he come to when he came to America?
Came to this country at 17 years of age. Came to New York. He left Germany because he didn't want to get into the army. You see, they were ready to get him in the army. He arrived in this country. Mm-hmm. He arrived in this country about, well, I imagine he must have gotten to this country about in 51 or 52.
So your grandfather was a natural born
German.